It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. They have those low auto loans for only 2.99%. Check this out. Carla, a woman in Canada recently found a rare vintage Rolex in a couch.
Yeah.
She bought from a thrift store for only $25. Now, she went to go see how much the watch is worth. Turns out at least $250,000.
Okay. Wow. All right. Nice.
So now the woman plans on using the money to, quote, buy a house and get a boob job. So,
well, you know what? Good. Fabulous things.
Yeah, three, actually.
Kidding me? Well, yes, you're okay. Right, Mike. But, well, you know.
How old is she?
A pair is one, so.
I would have to look. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Is she older or younger?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Yeah,
I would think.
Does.
No, I would think she's probably a little younger. No, yeah. Are you kidding me? If you're older, get it done.
Yeah.
Jeez. Thinking of having these things kind of propped up a little bit. So, just saying.
A couple of brothers in Iowa got into a fight over that guy who raised money for charity after he held up a sign asking for beer money on ESPN.
Oh, jeez.
They had nothing to do with this guy, but they just got in a fight over this guy.
Okay.
One brother was arrested for domestic abuse for punching the other guy. They have nothing to do with this guy.
No, they don't. But they're brothers.
They're brothers.
I bet you. Says who? Says me? Oh,
beer was involved.
Oh, yeah. Says you. God.
Mom didn't even like you.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
You
were adopted.
Yes, that's right. But they sent you back.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Stop it.
Oh, man. Well, in Fairfield, Connecticut, they arrested a gentleman, 60-year-old Randall Heighton. He was sleeping outside of a deli in a hot pink thong. Officers arrived and they said, "Hey, dude, you can't do that." He said, "I always sleep this way. Hello." Mm-hmm. So they had to charge him with public indecency. There was a little bit of booze involved there as well. Yeah, exactly. I don't know about that one.
Oh, okay. Well, stop that.
60 years old in a pink thong. Oh. I mean, that, you know.
Well, real men wear pink all
they
throughout the month.
They do wear pink.
Of
they absolutely
October,
do, so. Mike. And Michael Axelson is his name. Madison Heights, Michigan. Now, he was stopped. You know, he was stopped by the cops, mm-hmm. and they thought he had a little too much to drink. 53 years old. They said, "Can you walk a straight line?" He said, "No. I can't, but I can do this." And he did the splits instead.
Oh, I like that.
Wanted to prove that he wasn't drunk, but he blew a .21 and he was charged with the DUI.
That's too so bad.
That's why he did the splits. He couldn't feel anything.
That's exactly.
Couldn't do it if he was sober.
Here's what I'm saying is I hope it is not snowing in Madison Heights, Michigan. Yeah, because if he did the splits and he went down there and. And anything else split, that you know what? Yeah. You had to scrape him off of that that ice and snow. Oh, poor guy. It is Wednesday. Your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.